Okay, we're on. I'm going to reconvene the Commerce, Gaming, and Land meeting. We have Congresswoman Lemon present. We have Congresswoman Pratt present. So now we have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. If you'll please join me in a word of prayer this afternoon. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings and all of your graces that you bestow upon us, Lord. We just ask right now that you be with us as we talk about and have conversations about the business of the nation. And we just ask that you be with us and you help us have clear minds and communicate well with each other and be able to walk through the door saying that we have accomplished things for the nation, Lord. I just ask that you be with those out there that are unfortunate and that are having mourning and grief and sickness, Lord. I ask that you be with them and comfort them. And I just thank you again for all of your blessings and praise your name. All these things we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes, and without objection, I will defer that to later in the meeting. The next item on the agenda is review of LLC entities. It's a pretty broad agenda, but this LLC meeting is going to focus mainly on Osage LLC and Tallgrass LLC. We need to visit the other LLCs also, but today that's what we're going to discuss. I'd like for the record to reflect that we have two of the board members here with us, Ms. Bills and Mr. Freeman. We also have a representative that's working, I believe, in a part-time capacity with them, part-time contract capacity, Ms. Gray.
No, I'm sorry, she is an employee now.
She is an employee, okay, excuse me. Ms. Gray, and her title is?
Executive Vice President.
The Executive Vice President. Also present at this meeting, we have Chief Standing Bearer, representing the executive branch, and also the treasurer, Littleton, and controller, Ms. Fox. And also we have the Attorney General Wells and Assistant Attorney General Ms. Curry here with us today. So if the record could reflect that, I would appreciate that. I'm trying to be fast because we only have the Attorney General here with us briefly because she has a phone conference that she probably needs to run and join very quick. But we have had some discussion with her, other members and myself, about the things that have, the way our actions with this LLC have kind of coalesced. Back in June, I believe the Congress passed a resolution, ONCR 1815, that the Osage Nation Congress voted our members' interest to appoint an agent to assess the companies. And by doing so, there was also an appropriation bill that was attached to this that did not pass Congress. So without the direction in that appropriation bill, the treasurer, who was Mr. Alexander at the time, and the attorney general declared an emergency, and they went ahead and they engaged with a firm called Baker Tilly to assess the Osage LLC, Tallgrass LLC, assess where they were at the time and generate us a report. I don't have the report pulled up right now, but if I recall correctly, I believe that we were presented that report in August. Is that correct, Attorney General?
Yes, ma'am.
And it was a very good report, and they gave us some great direction on how to proceed. And part of that direction was, I don't know how I can go there because we're not in executive session. So part of the direction, what Congress did from that report is we decided to pass an appropriation bill to the treasurer of the Osage Nation to help clear some old debt. And a transfer of funds happened. And so why the Attorney General here is to speak to that issue, and I am going to quit talking, and she knows what we're wanting to discuss. If anybody's unclear on what we're discussing, please reserve your questions till after she speaks. I'm going to give you the floor right now, since you have to go.
It's my understanding that at that time, when you voted for the money to be given to those LLCs, Mr. Alexander was still our treasurer at that time. We discussed a monitor, which would be, and we did that in open session, that a monitor would be appointed either from Baker Tilly or someone outside Baker Tilly to oversee the money that was awarded to the LLCs. The next thing I knew, the LLCs had been wired approximately almost $700,000. They were paying bills immediately out of that money, and there was no monitor. I did catch a chain of emails from the treasurer at that time, Ms. Stuckey, and asked Ms. Fox what money we had to hire a monitor to try to at least get someone in there at that time. She told me we had $23,000. I don't know. Also $150,000 that was held back. I believe that's been given to them now. And there was no monitor. Bills were paid. Some were paid by Ms. Stuckey, and then Ms. Stuckey resigned. No one was able to get to any accounts to even keep the lights on. I had to draft a letter to the Bank of Oklahoma stating that the only remaining board members were Ms. Kay Beals and Mr. Frank Freeman at that time, that they should be the ones on the account. Any other account should not have any other names on them. I believe there was one that still had a prior board member's name on it from years ago. From there, I'm at a loss. The money was wired, I know, due to emails from Ms. Stuckey. She began to pay bills immediately. Part of the reason we wanted a monitor was to try to perhaps get some of those bills down before we paid them. We did not have a monitor ever, so I don't know if just the amounts were paid as presented. I know there are some creditors that have filed against the bond that is, those claims are being addressed and disputed. Last I knew, they were being disputed, and the bond was still there, and that was the last I heard.
Okay. Thank you, Attorney General Wells. Two things that I'd like to say is the original appropriation of $850,000 was not an appropriation, a direct appropriation, or a capital thank you. Capital infusion. I know there's another word for it. It was not capital that was appropriated directly to Osage LLC or Tallgrass LLC, but that $850,000 was appropriated directly to the treasurer of the Osage Nation. The emergency was declared that he act to protect the interest of the Osage Nation, which Osage LLC and Tallgrass LLC are direct primary LLCs of the nation. So I believe that that was Congress's intent for the treasurer to act in that official capacity and do so and make those decisions with the monitor. I believe that was the intent of this body, that a monitor be engaged. In fact, I recall the treasurer actually saying he would engage a monitor in a public meeting. But from what I have heard and found out in the past couple of weeks is that that was not what happened with this money. So that's at our table right now. Mr. Freeman, yes, I'd recognize you.
On that, the treasurer came to our offices in Tulsa. He and Patsy went over that entire list. He authorized the checks to be sent. We thought the money was getting ready to be deposited. The checks went out. The money was not deposited. Then he was not reappointed. And so we were, I mean, we had all those checks that had been authorized by him to send. So the treasurer was, we thought, was the monitor that came then, but he's the one that approved all the payables.
Okay, thank you.
That is correct. I'm sure Mr. Alexander had a lot of discussion about, I'm a monitor, I can do this, and he authorized it. And we waited, and I think I talked to Ms. Fox several times, what do we do? Do we pay these people or not? And I was the one, it became my job to actually mail the checks. And I mailed the ones that we could pay immediately. But Mrs. Stuckey was very engaged and did an excellent job. I can't say enough how she negotiated some of those cost downs considerably. And but Mr. Alexander was in our office physically. He was to come back that afternoon, and you know, as we proceeded. But then, as we all know, he didn't come back. And there we sat with a pile of checks authorized by him, the treasurer. And there was no treasurer, so I think I called several times and said, what do we do? I need to pay these. And that's how it went down.
So, Ms. Bills, those checks that were authorized were drawn on Osage LLC or Tallgrass accounts. They were written, drafted out of those bank accounts. And what I hear you saying, correct me if I'm wrong, is you guys wrote, they were approved, you wrote the checks.
I gave you copies of that.
And then they're being made for us right now. But then had the transfer of funds already happened into your accounts at that point?
He had transferred that money before he came over.
Okay.
We would never have sent out a check with not having the money. He had transferred, and we waited to make sure that it was in our account. And we waited, and we waited. And as you know, people don't wait when you owe them money. So we were able to. In fact, the only one he transferred it. He came over to our office. We went through all the bills.
Okay.
And it was excruciating. And then he and Patsy, as you know, we had a struggle getting us on the accounts. And so that's the way it was done.
Okay.
We were thankful. It took a lot of the pressure off. But there we sat. We were told, and he felt clearly, why should he pay a monitor to sit and do what he just did? So he had all the invoices. He had the list of it, the things that I'd given you. And that's how it went down. And okay. He felt, you know, that he was the monitor.
And I would like to say again on the record that Mr. Freeman, through our conversations last week and today, he did bring copies of the checks that were paid according to the resolution according to that appropriation. And they just turned them in this morning, so our clerks are making copies of those for us right now.
As well as the list that we worked from.
Okay.
Because you'll see we didn't pay all of them. It was
okay. Okay. And so I did want to say that on the record. Attorney General Wells, do you have anything that you need to say before parting? I'm sure we'll figure out some questions to ask you and we'll email you, but I see that you do need to go on and get to your other meeting. Chief Standing Bear, please join us.
Oh, fine. I too am just following up. I learned about the transfer sometime after it occurred, but we did discuss with the Attorney General that the Congress remove the language about a monitor in the bill itself. That was yellow on the screen. Now, the original version had contract for a monitor, and that remains in the title. But the Congress had deleted in the body of it any requirement for a monitor. It's not in there.
Right, and I believe that was at the request of the executive branch to...
No.
Yeah, I think that... I believe we have a letter from Assistant Chief Redcorn requesting different...
You're right.
Requesting different language here.
The way you wrote it was unconstitutional. Yes, I remember now. Correct. So you didn't replace it with any constitutional language or any language. It's just not there. So I want to point it out. People keep talking about monitor, but you didn't put one in the law.
I believe the reason that we keep talking about a monitor is because we all... I guess we're in agreement to engage Baker Tilly and to listen to Baker Tilly's advice for the best way for our companies to move forward.
I'm talking about the way the law's written.
I understand
that.
You're
referring to a monitor. There's no monitor in the law.
I understand that, but I believe that the intent of Congress was to...
The intent may be one thing. My intent may be another, because I have a right to sign these bills. And I signed what we have in front of us, and... I know what my intent was. What your intent was, I don't know. But it's not in that bill.
Well, for some reason...
So let's not talk about intent when you're saying, let's go by the law. Otherwise, I'll grab those black books and think about what I intend. That's the way you want to go.
I just believe that when we were in agreement to get advice on how to move forward with our LLCs to make them be successful...
We're not totally...
We were in agreement that we needed somebody, another set of eyes to look at it. Congresswoman Pratt?
I don't know what's going on here, but I do want to say that I think there are some members of Congress that was the intent, but I don't think that was the intent of the full Congress, because the way I remember it is some members didn't want to have to pay for a monitor, contract a monitor. So I don't think it was the full intent of the entire Congress for that specific purpose, because I remember some not wanting to have to hire someone else to do so.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Yeah. Just one added thing. When the new treasurer came down to our office, I had no idea that he was going to be removed. And so we thought, he was supposed to be back that following Friday, and he didn't show up. And Kay kept calling up here asking where he was, and then we were finally told that he had not been reappointed. Well, there was one $300,000 check that had already been sent out, because we were told that money was going to be in that bank that next morning. And that's why we were starting to push on that.
Okay.
But that was with his approval to go ahead and mail the check, that the money would be there the next morning.
Okay. All right, thank you so much. Thank you, Attorney General Wells. I realize you need to go on to your next meeting.
Thank you, and Ms. Curry is going to stay.
Okay.
And she'll join our conference call.
Okay.
The meeting.
Okay, thank you so much.
She is going to stay.
We appreciate your time.
I'm sorry I can't stay longer.
Not a problem. We had some documents. Would you see where our documents flow is? The next person that we have a new treasurer, Mr. Jim Littleton, and he is was not in office, was not appointed an interim appointment at the time. He furnished us some documents about the transfer of funds. So I believe that we've probably discussed, unless there's any more questions here at the table about what has been discussed to this point. Chief Standing Bear.
Now, the way I remember it, on legislation, if there's vague or ambiguous language, we can go into the intent. But I'm trying to figure out what the purpose of this meeting is And I just want to say that we keep referring to monitor, and I don't see that language anywhere. So where are we going with this?
Right now, we're going to go, since if there's no more questions about this, the transfer of funds, the not using a monitor, then we're going to go on to where we are today right now with our LLC, what's proceeded since then.
Because I signed this bill.
Yes, you did.
And I thought it was unanimous, I believe. I mean, it was one absence. Let's see what that was. Yep. Shannon Edwards absent. Okay. Well, everyone else voted yes, and I voted, and I signed it as well. So this monitor is a big problem. This is news to me. It didn't come over with a letter saying the lack of monitor is a problem.
Okay.
I mean, I'm wondering, you know, when these bills come over and they've been vetted by competent legal counsel, your Trey Gill, and it's unanimous. And now we're talking about the lack of the monitor that doesn't exist in the bill, but we're referring to that bill. You have to understand why it's confusing.
I understand that the language of the monitor is not in the bill. I believe that the advice from Baker Tilly, that it's important that we, it was important at the time that we hire them and we engage them, and I believe we paid them over $100,000.
And for good work.
For good work.
The price may be high.
Right.
You and I had that discussion, though.
Right. And I think we're in agreement that they did good work. I liked the report. I believe that there was a lot of good advice there to help our nation move forward with our economic development in our LLCs. And I trusted the judgment of what I read in that report. And monitoring what we do, to me, was important. I think so important that we've even talked, you and I have had conversations about maybe installing some type of a monitoring system within our Office of Fiscal Performance Review. I think you and I have had those conversations.
Yes.
So we think that that's good advice.
Well, also the treasurer is a monitor.
Right.
That was discussed as well.
That's true. That's been discussed. So we're trying to figure out what's going on here. We're trying to get information, and that's what we do as a committee of Congress. And so we're trying to see where the monitor component is. Well, and I realize that the language is not in that law, Chief Sandy.
So why didn't you put it back in? Did anybody not foresee that apparently it's a problem? Now, did you all not foresee that? I mean, I saw the bill. It came across as it is. Competent legal counsel. You've got unanimous vote. We're trying to get along here. And I agree with Baker Tilly report. Baker Tilly didn't say they should be the monitor, by the way.
No, they didn't.
So why is it a problem now?
It's not a problem. I'm trying to review. We're reviewing what's gone on.
I just want to make sure when I sign these things and under those conditions that we're all going to be on board here and work together. One of us veering off and saying, well, the monitor should have been in there. Shouldn't have signed it.
I don't believe that we're veering off. I just believe that we're looking and reviewing where we are right now.
Yeah. Well, as long as we're on the same page then. Because
we're on the same page.
So the monitor is not a problem.
I'm just trying to figure out why that component wasn't deemed necessary.
Well, that goes back to the Congress. Why didn't you put it back in?
Because you said you wouldn't sign the bill?
No. Raymond had a good point. That was unconstitutional. You could have put in something else that was constitutional, but it came over without it.
I understand.
So if it's you want to put something in about a monitor, how come you didn't do it then? I don't understand. Sounds like it's still a problem.
It's not a problem. We're trying to review what has happened.
Okay, I just need to know. Oh, okay.
Chair, may I just say that
Baker Tilly was the best thing that happened to us.
Yes, ma'am.
We absolutely, it was difficult. It was stressful because, as you know, this is kind of our anniversary month. It was only November the 1st, a year ago, that we walked in. We had no records, and so we spent a great deal of time in just recreating, and we're still recreating in many ways. But we thought at first, you know, it's like, oh my God, what's going on here? But it was wonderful. It was stressful, and it demanded that we bring this all, you know, into one place. I thank you over and over again for that. It was extremely expensive, and I wouldn't even believe that people get paid those kind of rates. So I think that was probably in the thinking of Mr. Alexander to bring in. This was a really simple task. Here are the things that we owe that are 90 days or more outside. And we went through all of that, and he said, this good, show me the invoices, and spent that time with Ms. Dookie doing that. It was not difficult. I think what the monitor position, we would love to have had them back, but we couldn't afford to pay them. And I don't think you would want to pay a monitor. I would bring them back in a heartbeat tomorrow if you want to authorize them. There's no one authorized the money to continue that. We would have gobbled all of that up very quickly. But please understand, we really went through that process, and it's something that all of us appreciated every day.
Yes, thank you. And you have told that to me before.
Yes.
And I believe that it was an excellent report. I believe that not only to pay the monitor was an aspect of that report that not only was going to pay the bills off, but was also going to vet new contracts and continue on.
Yes, and continue.
And I think that's, you know, Chief Standing Bear asked why that's important. It's important. It's important to me that we enable our companies to be successful. And with a, we always heard a new set of eyes was going to help us. And I believe that that's just what you told me, that Baker Tilly.
That's exactly what happened. Because
that Baker Tilly helped us with that new set of eyes.
They helped us tremendously. And they had the person they were looking at, McDonald, was a construction person for the CPA. The idea of the monitor was to keep Baker Tilly online. Well, it doesn't take long to go $10,000-$15,000 a month for that. But it wasn't going to be able to come out of our budget.
I understand that, yes.
And I think that was the report.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Bills. So we are still waiting on some of the documents that have been presented to us by the Osage LLC board. I'd like to go ahead and invite the board up to the table and and get a progress report of where we are. Ms. Bills, Ms. Gray, Mr. Freeman, yes, please join us. There's some seats here at the table. And we're glad that you're here. We're glad you took time out of your afternoon. It's always good to have documents sent in advance to us because...
Or in advance, please, on the notice of the meeting.
Right, that's true. That's true, too. So it all happened rather fast. But so we're still waiting on those. But in the absence of those, we'd like to hear a report of where we are. We'd like to hear as much in open session as we can. I do have an executive session scheduled on our agenda. So
I would like to begin, and then Kay can give you the progress report on all of our stuff. So are you ready?
Mr. Freeman, you have the floor.
I'm going to address Patsy Stuckey and her resignation.
Personnel issues we need to keep on.
Okay, well then we'll do it in executive session. We're going to address that today because there's information. I'm getting phone calls. I know there's a letter at the newspaper, and we have to address it.
Okay. Thank you for saying that.
We'll do it in executive session.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman.
Mr. Freeman, would you like to continue or would...
No, that's the main thing I want to address today because I've got 150 emails here.
Okay.
To support every position we've taken. So
I think it, like I said, a little anniversary came up kind of in my mind. I think a year, I've been on this about 18 months, I think.
March of whatever year it was I came on board. It was September when Mr. Holder resigned. But we appointed, as you remember, Jill Jones, and she wanted to keep the same people. And at that point, she left. November 1st, Kelly Corbin walked in the door. It was just the person that we needed. He began to, really pull some things together. We had delivered to us boxes and boxes of records. We did not have a checkbook, even. So from November 1st of 17, we started patching everything together. We found, of course, everybody knew that we had contracts that had been signed and committed to the nation with a lot of bonding capacity that had not even been started. So within this last year, and Mr. Corbin is really excellent at repairing the government relationships. And we were all just trying to pull it together and finding out what our resources were. We also had the year-end audit that came up, which ended, the year end had been changed from December 31st to September 30th. At that point, Mr. Paris had engaged a company in Albuquerque to do this audit, which you've just received. The reason you've just received it is because we had a lot of assets that we had to change and move. Then we come along, we began to repair. We did finally, we repaired the projects in Missouri. All of that has been behind us now. We have managed to get our bonding company to give us a new bond for a very small project, which was a struggle. The SBA has understood. The SBA, the bonding company, our bank, and others have been very, very supportive of keeping this company going. But we were really struggling as we knew about the debt, because it was really easy not to spend any money if you weren't doing your projects, right? So you can have $2 million in projects, but if it costs you $3 million to do them, it's really a downhill slide. But all that has been behind us. We now have an application into the bank, and we're prepared to use that last $150,000 as our match, and that is moving forward rather quickly. We, in July, as you know, we had voted to close the business totally, but because of bringing in Baker Tilly and others, we're still there. And some days that's really a surprise, because we have a lot of expenses that we inherited, for example, our lease. And that's been a big struggle, but you just don't break a lease unless you want to pay them $70,000. So it's been a struggle. We've had really good support from almost everyone. As we all know, you can't make everybody happy, no matter how hard you work. And I've been acting, I think it was after Mr. Freeman came on, that was a real breath of fresh air, because he was very direct in getting the finances in line, because we were running so fast that nobody could really keep up with us. Mr. Freeman came in, and I think that cleared that was our three-member board then. We began to take some actions. We meet with the government contracting people whom you folks have met. They've been very supportive of us. We've done a great turnaround. So we've come down to the point we are finalizing. In fact, this week there's the final inspections on a number of those jobs. I signed three releases this morning, closing out. Those were 10 projects that were staggering. We've now closed it out. One of the documents you'll be getting will be the how much money they still owe us. We're now in the collection stage. But it's a pretty slim time between finishing and closing out and getting the money in your account. That's where we are now. We've had good support from other contractors. I'm gonna say that Tinker is closing. We're closing out on the old contracts, the old world. We have five small new ones, but they are very small. We're not sure that we want to take them. So we're wanting to make a decision in the next few days of what our resources will be and which direction. And that's the purpose of the board. I don't want to ramble too much. Yeah, I think that's been turned in, right?
Right.
All right, so you'll see what our receivables are.
And the main thing is to point on the receivables if Kay had walked out in July, because she was the focus on those contracts. I did come in and operationally start pulling some stuff together, but we had $889,000. We had the amount that you got. I guess that's an executive session. I thought this was public knowledge.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, we also, but in that amount that he's talking about, we still have to pay people for finishing off. So we'll come out, not either, we'll come out ahead.
Right.
But that's where we are. Do we make those decisions? Contracting, as everyone knows, is a very high profit, but it's also a very high risk job. I think I've had to learn a lot about doing government contracting, but being in the field and swinging a hammer is a whole different thing. So we have looked for some expertise. We were hoping on we're looking at different board members. I understand we have a new one coming on that can bring that expertise in. We feel okay about Tinker, but we're really trying to make a decision. Is okay good enough? And that's what we'll be doing these next few weeks with our help from Ms. Gray and others. But let's switch up now to Fort Leonard Wood, which has been is a profitable, good company. What's called the G6 contract. It's technology. Our strength is really in technology. So what this board is looking at, do we play to our strengths for a few months or a few years and manage the construction? Those are board decisions that we're struggling with right now. We want to stay in construction. We hope to stay in construction. But it's okay, is that good enough? And so that's really where we are. We have a contract at Fort Sill, which we've not even addressed because they haven't given us any task orders because we haven't been down there. We have a staff. We've also have brought on Molly Franks, who is an expert in contracting with broadband. I think she's given a lot of relief to the organization here at Osage. Broadband is now going forward. The bids, I believe, are out, those kind of things. And she's very, very good. We've made her our corporate quality control manager. And does she ever control? She's very good at that because she's done this before. These are people that I've personally recruited. And because of their skills and expertise, they understand the situation. And frankly, we have to recruit a CEO. But no CEO, and we have problems even out at Tinker, because who wants to work for us when they can read in the newspaper how bad we are every day? That's hurt us more than anything. And Baker Tilly stressed that a lot, because when that newspaper article came out, everybody wants cash in advance to work for Osage. And it has been a very difficult struggle. So we're looking at our brand. We have moved forward. But it's a decision that we're going to be making in the next few weeks. Do we stay in construction? We believe we should, but we're not going to do it if it's just going to be okay, because it really takes a lot of our resources. We can be very strong in technology, cybersecurity. We're also looking at telecommunications, telecom. I've been involved. That was my first industry, was telecom. And we have now identified at least one company that would like to partner with us on that and immediately start doing telecommunications. When the broadband is finished, we'll have a customer base. And please, it's not just here in Osage County. Our customer base has to be all over the United States. We really limit ourselves. Well, we're going to do Osage. No, we're going to do a national. I went to D.C. last week. There are several. The Bureau of Indian Affairs has really engaged themselves in our loan process. They have said, we really want to send someone out to Osage and have you show them how this all happened, because tribes constantly get in this. I think that we'll probably be in line for an award. I don't know if I'll be still standing when it comes, because this is not an unusual problem for tribes. We did have to disengage ourselves and get control back. We have it. It's a wild horse, but we're taming it.
You're still going to be standing.
I'm going to be staying. I'm not giving up. I've never given up in my life. And as Frank will frequently say to me, Kay, tell me again why we're doing this. And I will say, Frank, we were Osage when we got up this morning. We're going to be Osage when we go to bed tonight. Nothing is going to change it. this tribe needs us to be successful. And we are very thankful for the support that our families get from this tribe. I have educated my granddaughters. They still think they're smart, but oh well. They've all gone to college. I have a granddaughters in college. I look forward to having my great-grandchildren also have that opportunity. We know what our mission is, and what we need is to have, everybody seems to like us except our own folks, and we're working as hard as we can, and we're very pleased and happy and honored to have this chance to do this.
Which is the point I was going to make, I won't say the amounts, but that we had left in July. We would have left a lot of money on the table that could never have been recovered. And so that not only would the receivables been left on the table, the payables would have still been due. And there had been a lot of contracts that would have been left non-complete and in compliance, and somebody would have had to go on and pay that off too. So I commend Kay because she's the one that has that knowledge. And you did keep all that stuff together.
We have about $300,000 against our bond right now. I mean, if we were to take it and run, that's all it would have to be. Those are being closed out with these documents that we're doing. Like I said, I signed three of them.
We have the receivables to cover those. Yeah. Is the main that was not in that part of that money, that $700,000 that was given. That paid off. There was one big one, about $300,000 or $400,000 on one job. That was the most on that's how much they had underbid that job. Everything that was left, we have the resources to pay that off as we're getting close to collecting. And that's what these reports show you that we gave you, which we'll discuss in.
Okay.
And I guess those should be marked confidential. I didn't realize that.
That's all right.
Okay.
Thank you. I don't. Additional comments?
No, I just feel we're at a turning. We're at a decision point now as a board. Again, on construction, do we continue? Is it okay? How can we really make that big leap? And that's okay. We'll make that decision and be happy to make that decision. And we'll get back to if we decide that we're not going to.
But we have resources to start moving forward. We're going to look at the resources, and Gina's on board now, and we're going to figure out where those resources will make us the biggest return and the best return, and that's what we're getting ready. That's what we'll be doing this week.
Okay. Thank you for your comment. Is there any question from the committee at the table before moving into an executive session time? Congresswoman Lemon.
So were all the jobs completed that you were reporting on during
Congress? That's on the report.
Congress,
that's on your report here as to their...
I think we had three today we signed off on it, and there's just two or three more. And then we'll be complete with all that.
These are completed. And let me mention that. There's another factor here, and I don't care if the public knows it or agrees with it or not. I'm sitting in a government meeting, and they said, well, you didn't do the submittals. And my guys would say, we sent those submittals. And the government says, oh, I guess I'll have to check with Gary. This goes on. Or we get a submittal that's rejected for minor things. You have to finish these submittals to get paid. It's not unusual within the community to find out you have people who really don't like tribal enterprises. And so there's no way you can prove any of that. But you have an attitude that you have to come over. Well, and if you have a clerk somewhere down the line that, oh, I forgot to put that in, I'm sure that never happened to anybody else. But then that really strangles you. And so that's kind of where we are. So there has not been a, you know, delay, intentional delay, anything like that. But it's been a struggle to get the government side, to sign off on these documents. And it is a reams and reams of documents as... You can see it's just starting.
Thank you for those comments. Any questions from the table or the audience before we enter into executive session? Chief Standing Bear.
Looks like the point handout is being handed out. And I was wondering if this was an executive session material or public material.
It should be executive.
I guess it should have been marked confidential, and I didn't realize that.
So this is executive session?
Yes, it's confidential. What am I supposed to say?
Okay. Yes, please, I'm entertaining a motion.
I make a motion to enter into executive session.
For
discussion of
confidential
matters.
And proprietary
matters.
The motion, is there a second? Second by Congresswoman Pratt. All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Seeing none, we are in executive session. Give the clerk a moment to get us